Welcome back. Mike Haas, Deuce McAllister with you until 6 o'clock tonight. Then it'll be the Brian Kelly Show. Then, of course, the 7 o'clock staple in the All-State Sugar Bowl Prep Football Roundup. We want to thank Magazine Pizza, 1068 Magazine, dine-in or delivery, the best gourmet pizza selection in town. Magazine Pizza also has pastas, sandwiches, wings, and salads. MagazinePizza.com. We thank them for feeding our Saints broadcast team. Go to the Oakland Heart Talking text line, and James has been patiently waiting. James, you're a Friday staple for us, and you always have a lot to say. So what do you got for us pre-Atlanta?
So thanks for, I guess, the salute there. But
yeah, that was a salute. I wasn't being, you know, we appreciate it. You've been patient.
I know you could be a little bit on the other side of that, but either way, listen, the Chiefs have been, or rather Atlanta, averaged 22% on third down, and they want to fix that. The best way they want to do that, I would imagine, would be running the ball to number seven, the other number seven. I really want to talk about these dagger concepts. I guess that don't really matter right now, but you know, Deuce said something earlier about us wanting to go up the middle. Well, they want to go up the middle as well. You know, we got Landon Young in there starting that guard. And to be told, I never said this on this particular with the two of you, but I've never thought Landon Young, when I saw him at practice, was a left tackle or a right tackle. I thought his best position would be guard inside because he keeps getting beat inside. So I'm glad he's going to play guard. I just didn't want him to play guard in the biggest game, you know, of the season for most of the fans right now.
Well, that's not a formality that Landon's going to be at your guard. He's one of your options, and Landon actually had never played guard. He's always been a tackle.
Yeah, I get that, but he's a real I could beat him going outside. So he's better at guard.
James.
Yeah.
You're being facetious, right? You can't be serious.
I am, but I'm saying he stinks at tackle, you know, for the kind of tackle I want. I want a guy with dancing feet at left tackle.
How many of those are truly in the NFL though? Honestly.
Okay. So you know
No. How many are truly a dancing left tackle with feet like that? How many do you truly think are in the NFL?
Less than 10.
I would probably agree with you.
Yeah.
So everybody can't do that though. That's what I'm saying. Everybody can't do it.
But you can't force a hole. What is it? A round hole in a square peg. You can't always do that. So you know, you're damaging the quarterback. But anyways, here's my speech. Boxing is my favorite sport. Right? It's my favorite sport. Outside of watching the Saints play. And this game is a boxing match. I mean, you could forget about, we could talk about our intricacies, stopping the dagger round. By the way, I would rather see Kool-Aid play Howden's position. But the bottom line is, this is going to be a fight. Who's got the most heart? This is going to be a fight. Derrick's got to show toughness. Like, he's 10 years in and threw that ball at the end of the game. Come on, man. And I think I honestly think we could win this, but it's got to be about heart. It's got to be about heart. They're going to want to pound AK just like Deion Jones. We could go on and on about some of the things you know that's going on in Atlanta games. But they're going to want to pile on him. And Taysom is what, 10-4, 12-4 when he plays Atlanta. I mean, this is a Taysom game. If it weren't for him, I think we could have beat the Eagles. If it weren't for him not playing, I should say that. I think we could have beat the Eagles. But what's your feeling on Houghton? Because I think he's a screw-up right now. And I'd rather see the best guys in our secondary. And one of the best guys out there is the rookie. I think he's better, you know. I think at the end of the day, I think he's going to be a better safety than he will be a corner. But, yeah, I get it. You want to play him at corner, but right now, I'd rather see him take Houghton snaps. What's your thoughts on that?
Mr. James, I appreciate you, and you know it's always good for you for us to hear from you and talk to you and get your thoughts on it. You know, I do agree with you. There are not a lot of guys that can go out there and they have the feet to play the left tackle position. I mean, you have a lot of good ones, but to say that you want a guy that can go out there and dance, man, it just doesn't happen. And so, you know, this will be a physical matchup. You know, this will be a physical matchup for both teams, and I think, you know, for the Saints. You've been in those situations, and I hadn't watched Atlanta live to say, oh, yeah, they can match the intensity. I know that they've got some guys over there that can do it, but it's going to be a situation where they're going to have to go out there and show it. So from that standpoint, we'll kind of see what happens. And with the throw, Derek knows it. I mean, he even spoke about it after the game. That's a situation where I get rid of the ball. I don't, you know, try to make that play in that situation because you still have a timeout. You still have time on the clock. And, you know, I just can't trust a guy in that situation, particularly with the traffic in the middle of the field. And so, you know, that's one where he wish he has it back. And the situation with Howden, I think that Howden just, you know, you've got to make a better angle. You've got to make a play and understand the situation, understand what you're seeing. I'm not comfortable yet as far as putting all of that on Kool-Aid for him to be able to play the slot, to play outside, and now he's going to move to safety. It's one thing to say, oh, yeah, he can do it. Yeah, he's a talented enough player to do it, but are you really helping him short or long term? And I think Howden is probably your best answer at that safety position, particularly with some of the things that you want to do. You know, and now if we're talking 3 years down the line, that may be a little bit different. But, I mean, Kool-Aid, what is this, game four?
Right. He didn't take any defensive snaps last week. He took four special team snaps.
Well, no, but I'm just saying from NFL, rookie. Yeah, you're yeah, a rookie. Game
right,
four.
Right.
You know, game four for him. And so to say, oh, I'm going to switch positions with you, you can handle it, you know, man, that's not fair to that young man. And so we'll see what they do. We'll see what they change up. They're going to have some injuries on the back end, you know, particularly with DeMario, and you got some other guys that have been dealing with some stuff, not necessarily on the defensive side of the ball, but, you know, Tyron's dealt with the heel. But, you know, we'll kind of see what they do and how they try to use some of those guys offensively, and Taysom's got to come up big. Taysom's got to come up big for you. He's got to have the opportunities as well, though.
And situational football. I mean, James started this, and he was right.
Well, Atlanta's been horrible on third down.
Right. 6 of 27, 22%, 29th in the league, 3 of 6 on fourth down, but red zone, again, 4 of 9, 22%. I mean, when you kind of struggle on third down, you're probably struggling in the red zone.
Well, and here's the other thing. It's not just third and short.
No.
It's been third and medium. It's been third and long that they've struggled on third down. And when you look at some of the things that they're saying, they're just saying, hey, we're not on the same page, or we have to execute a little bit better. But it's not just third one and two or third and three and below. They're struggled in all phases as far as third downs. And so for the Saints, they've got to get them in third and medium, third and long. You've got to win on first down, really, if you're the Saints, to be able to get them to those third down situations where they just feel a little bit uncomfortable.
Right, as Juice was saying. So Atlanta on third and one and two, third and short, they're 0 of 3. On third and medium, 3 to 5 yards, they're 3 of 10. On third and 6 to 10 yards, they're 3 of 8. And on third and long, plus 10, 0 for 6.
Yeah.
And where Cousins in Atlanta have been fairly strong has been first down. You got to win that first down battle. You didn't offensively or defensively last week. Didn't do – that was not your strength.
Yeah, I think in the trenches, the Saints, they lost out. Now, they do get Colin Sanders.
Yeah, full practice.
Yeah, well, you get him back. So yep, he should make his debut, and he should help your run defense tremendously. Now, you have to watch it as far as snaps, just because he is coming back off of that calf yeah, injuries.
A lot of calf injuries.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, he should help the run defense, and you know, hopefully helps with some of that push inside as well.